everybody. Welcome to another episode of Bachelor Nation Weekly. Oh my gosh, tonight Ari hit them with those savage goodbyes. We're here to give you all the scoop, and we have two special guests right after this.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
The Bachelor After Show.
All right. Okay.
Hey.
You guys, thank you so much for tuning in. I'm your host, Christina Zias. You can follow me across social media at Miss Zias. And next to me is Sterling Cates.
What's up, guys? I'm Sterling. You can find me everywhere at Sterling Cates.
Christine, are you all right over there?
Okay, Jenna. Jenna.
I totally had a Jenna moment, guys. What's up? I'm your host, Christine. You can find me all over social media at Christine Bean with three E's. And I just want to let you guys know really quick where they are because it's a mystery. So the last E in my name is one, and then there's two after that. So there you go.
Hey, guys. It's Ariel.
Welcome back,
Renee.
It's been missing from your panel. Renee.
It's been a while. Good to be back. I love Ari, but we'll get into that. And you guys can follow me at Renee Ariel everywhere.
There's only two E's in hers, though.
Yeah, two. Not three. Don't be confused.
And you guys, we are so excited. We have two special guests. They've been to AfterBuzz before, so if you watched the past episodes, you've seen them. Welcome back, Jasmine Good and DeMario Jackson.
DeMario. I'm excited to be here. I'm happy.
You guys were so excited.
Thanks for coming back.
It's always a good time.
We missed you guys.
Thank you for having me. Shout out to Crystal and Chelsea, by the way.
Already, DeMario?
We knew DeMario had to have the hot take.
Yes.
You guys, so the best
part. Just loves her voice.
Oh, right. The best part is that we watch the show together. So we get to see everyone's reactions. And it's so fun watching it with people who've been on it before. Because, like, you know, you guys know the inside scoop. I'm like, what's really happening behind the scenes?
Oh, yeah.
Do you guys feel like you can watch it honestly without being like, oh, a producer made her do that? Or
it's impossible. Well, this is my first season ever watching it. So, and now that I've been on and I know how the, like, you know, how the production, I can tell which producers told them to say a certain. I'm like, oh, that's Elon, or oh, that's Todd.
Oh, you know, he Lyle. Like breaks it down.
You just know how everything works, so it's hard to like watch and be like, oh, I feel so bad. No, you know that person did that for a reason because X, Y, and Z, or like it's hard.
Okay, so why don't we do this? As we are recapping the episode, if you guys remember a certain point where you're like, yes, Elon made her do this, or you call it out.
Definitely.
Because I know. I'm dying to know what you're thinking. And I for sure know our fans and the people listening and watching and who are obsessed with Bachelor Nation are dying to know, too. 100%.
And Jasmine, there was a part where you were like, oh, my gosh, this is giving me flashbacks.
Yeah, the date with Bibi, she set up a date for Ari.
Wait, don't tell us yet.
Oh, yeah,
that's save it till we get there.
It just reminded me. I was like,
oh, my gosh, I'm so excited to recap this right now.
Me, too. Before we get started, though, let's shout out everybody in the live chat joining us right now. If you don't know, the link's out on YouTube. Join us right now. We're talking all good things.
Yes.
Yes. And obviously, the people in the chat role always have so much to say. So if you're keeping up with our conversations, keep up with it and we'll shout you out too and join in on the convo. Okay. So, like, let's get into it. Amazing episode again. I honestly, love it. Like, coming in hot. Last episode I thought was so good and this one was just as great.
Jasmine didn't.
I hate it. I feel like it's been so boring, like, the last two episodes, I guess. But, like, this one was just packed with, like, so much drama and, like, you know, excitement. Like, I'm like, this
what
is what I've been waiting
about
for.
Bibiana calling out Crystal last week? You didn't think that was a good moment?
I mean, that was a good moment. But everything else was just so, like,
I think the girls are bringing it this season, which I kind of feel like they needed to cast this way because Ari isn't the most, like, dramatic person ever, I guess. So the girls for me are definitely carrying episode by episode.
Oh yeah. I love that we already have two villains. Chelsea and Crystal.
The ones
side by side. Between Chelsea, she's determined to get a dad for her child, and then Crystal, who like thinks she already won but doesn't understand this as a competition.
I actually don't think Chelsea is a villain anymore.
No, it's because Crystal's taking over until I think Crystal gets eliminated and then Chelsea will take over again, depending on who goes home first.
Yeah.
Okay. Either way, both of these ladies make for amazing TV. Let's just be real here, because from people following us on Twitter to just everywhere, just who doesn't know Crystal's now? Like, come on. As much as I can't stand her, like, gotta give it to her.
I just don't understand why each word has to be 5 minutes long.
It's like,
I'm from the South and I have a draw. And
is
I'm
she a yoga
like,
teacher?
Okay, can you end the word?
Yeah, I think she is. Like,
I'm like, ugh. Yeah,
but you guys. I love everything about her.
What's that voice?
Just love you love her, huh?
I mean, I just love it because she knows what she wants. And, like, you know, she's going for it. And I love how she's playing all the other girls
Demario,
against
Crystal
them.
Would be that girl sliding into your Bumble account sending you.
Bumble. Oh, my God. Fuego.
We need to hear about that, too.
Nice girl.
You're not getting off with that one. Yeah. We want to hear about that.
Guys, I noticed something tonight, and I want to know if y'all noticed this too. I feel like Ari pulls a Crystal too. When he is not interested in someone, he's like, okay, bye. He did that like twice. He did it to Annalise. I forget who else I put
I noticed
here.
That when people would come interrupt the one-on-one he was with on, Lauren and, B. Or and he would be S. like, S.
Yes.
Sure.
He's like, okay. Yeah. You're not getting this, Rosie.
Yeah. when he said goodbye to Lauren S., he was like, okay. Goodbye. And I was like,
he did do that.
He did.
He's spending too much time with Crystal.
Maybe.
She's hypnotizing him. She's just like,
it's probably because all the other girls in the house imitate her too. So all of a sudden, everyone's going to start talking like her.
Oh, the producers are going to be like, make sure you go in there, say hi.
Yeah, totally.
Hi, babe.
Yeah, she called him baby tonight. You've been on one date.
But here's the thing. She met his parents. That's like next level. And she met his dog.
On the first date, DeMario.
That was scary. I would have Forrest Gump ran out of there.
But I haven't seen them like talk yet. Like, you know, like Becca, okay, they talked a lot, like got to know each other. She hasn't really like done that. I think it's just more like,
DeMario?
Let's kiss.
Well, she gave a little bit of her story with like one-on-one.
Jasmine, I tuned her out. Sorry.
I don't blame you, girl.
The episodes can only be 2 hours long. Can you imagine if they showed the full conversation?
No, I agree. I forget that. I can't see everything, but maybe they're setting her up to look like that. I don't know. It's just.
I think that's where her entitlement comes from. Like, you just brought that up. I forgot she already met his family and did all that.
Totally.
Maybe that's where her extreme confidence comes from because
if you notice the way she talks to the other girls, she's like belittling them. Yes. She's like, hey, good job, bud. Hey, like, she kind of gives them like, I'm already Mrs. Lewandyke, whatever his last name is. And you guys are just here. You know, you guys are my wedding guests. That's the way she's treating them.
Even the way they shot that moment when they were all just sitting and talking and she's like, well, this is what you need to do.
Yes.
You need time. It looked like she was teacher talking to the students. Like it was her lecture, her master class on Ari Lewandyke Jr. Like, seriously.
And Caroline picked up on that when she was crying about Lauren leaving and she said that she was feeling very belittled by, by Crystal.
Yeah. I have a theory why she talks that way. I think on the first night when Ari encouraged her using that voice, saying it relaxed him, I think she went, oh, I'll just do that the rest of the season.
Probably.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Right?
But she did that in her package when they were doing the introduction. Right. So maybe she was just filming herself on the beach working out.
She did not sound... I watched one of her stories on Instagram. She did not talk like that. She was talking like a normal person.
That's what I wonder. Like, does she really talk like
that? That might be like her Migos voice. Yeah. You know how Migos are like... Like Migos, they don't talk like that, so that might just be her ABC voice.
That's what I think she's doing. I think she's doing that. I really do. I think later on we're going to see that.
That was the best.
And it might just be like a nervous habit, too. I don't know. Okay, well, let's get into the first group date because she's on it. So on the first group date, it's Mikkel, Jacqueline, Lauren B., Tia. I have Mariah on your back.
I don't think
Mariah.
That's Marie.
Oh, Marie. I was like, I don't think Mariah's a person. Becca M, Viviana, and Crystal. And it says, it's all about the ring. And obviously, it's a wrestling group date. Okay, Ari has been picking some very dangerous group dates for these girls.
The producers have been picking these dates.
Yeah, but I shoveled poop, so.
Oh, yeah.
That's true. We can't even talk about that. You shoveled poop, man.
So did Annalise.
Yeah.
Poor thing. That's the only job she could do on the traumatizing dog bait.
That's so messed up. I can't.
I want to know how that went down, though. Like, when they were all getting ready, they're like, hey, you're just going to shovel poop.
I know.
Like, how did that go
over? Feel bad for the girl.
I think she talked to them saying she had a traumatic experience with dogs. And that's why, because if you pay close attention, when she was talking to the camera and crying and saying she wasn't excited, when it actually went to them talking about the fact they're playing with dogs, she was like, cheering because she knew she wouldn't have to deal with them, just the poop.
Yeah.
Good theory.
Let's talk about the wrestling first.
Okay, on to the wrestling date. So Ari comes in as the kissing bandit, and I've never thought anyone was more feminine before. I was like, I cannot see you body slamming anyone right now, by the way, but, like, whatever.
Shots fired.
I mean, do y'all agree, or am I crazy?
No, I agree. I mean, I know Twitter probably is going to call me, like, a sexist or this or that, but Ari, he just isn't masculine. For me, it's kind of like, you know, it's like the 50 Shades of Grey guy. You know, yeah. when I saw him and I read the book and then I see him as a character, I'm like, I'm not attracted to you, bro. Yeah. Like, I don't, you know, it's,
you
it's
read,
like,
he's just read Dorky Shades of Grey.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? I just feel like he's just like, he's a guy that I would be like, hey, yeah, bro, take my wife to Aspen. Yeah, bro, take my wife to Italy. You know, he's like, I'm not intimidated by him. I don't feel like it's not like a, you know, like a Peter or like a Dean or somebody
he's
where I'm like, yo,
dorky.
Bro. Yeah, he's.
They're definitely just playing up this kissing bandit thing. Definitely. And I don't even think he is too a kissing much. Bandit compared to most of, I mean, I know he got that from Emily season, but compared to the other bachelors who only kiss.
I mean, like, his makeout sessions are pretty hot and heavy.
Well, just with Becca.
And they talk about it so much between his lips, him being a good kisser, the kissing
then
scenes.
Then why did he kiss Annalise? I think the kissing bandit, like, they kissed everybody in our scene. They didn't give a crap. He was like, I don't even care if I like your nut.
Was
she making out?
Was she like, kissing that's bandit? The
She was the, yeah, she was the kiss.
That's yes. the one, wow, the yeah. one who couldn't steal a kiss.
Wow. That's so sad.
Damn.
Foreshadow.
I just felt really bad for her.
I really do feel bad for her. Yep.
Okay, you guys are all over the place right now. I'm like, cannot.
Wrestling date.
Okay. Like that girl's date.
That was his forward role he did.
Okay. Back to the wrestling date.
Oh, yeah.
These two glow girls come out. Which I didn't know was like a wrestling thing back in the day. I don't know if you guys knew that. It was like a little
knowledge for me. I'm like a big wrestling fan.
So you knew that?
Have you seen the Netflix?
It's a big one. Yeah, I didn't realize that was based on something
else. She's like
famous.
Yeah.
Those women were so tough and I loved it. But it was so funny to see two women who seemed to be like really like tough in their own right, Bibiana and Tia, and just funny. I could not believe that both of them were freaking out.
I liked the date, and I liked the intensity and the toughness, but to make the comment about the mom not being able to spell and then pulling Tia's hair and that sort of stuff, it just seemed really unnecessary. Ari wasn't even in the room. You know what I mean? Usually they like to see how the women react to whatever the challenge is.
I think he was watching them.
I didn't see him anywhere in there, and then he came back out when he saw that Tia was crying.
Okay.
So, to me, I was just like, what does this have to do with anything with his connection with these girls? To have these women, like, insult their moms.
Yeah, I think the mother line, and I think, like, you're making fun of somebody's name, you know, that's kind of, like, rude, and then the pulling of the hair, I mean, I totally agree.
Yeah.
But if you guys watch wrestling, I think that's what it is all about that, like, the theatrics, the drama behind it, like, the name-calling, the characters. Yeah. And for someone like Bibiana, who had no problem calling out Crystal last week, I couldn't believe she didn't just give it back, you know, and have fun with it and, like, get out of her element.
Yeah.
That is true.
I think Bibi's just so strong as a person, but, you know, she does have soft side.
For sure.
You know.
Plus, I think with Bibiana specifically, I'm 100% sure that she probably got teased for her name growing up at some point because people are immature. So I think specifically calling that out about her name, that I think that would make the strongest person crumble because that's your name. Yeah. Like, that's who you are.
And then your mother. Yeah. And this is week three. You've been away from family, friends.
Oh,
no interaction with the world, no nothing. So everybody's on edge as is.
I just wish she was like, you know what? Your mama, right?
Yes. And then did the little body move.
Yeah. Body slam.
That's kind of like what I needed from her.
Mic dropped
exactly. That would have been great.
Those women came in hot for sure, though. I bet they weren't expecting it to be that aggressive from strangers.
Totally. Yeah.
Bibi came around, though.
Yeah, she did.
They had a lot of fun with
Tia came around, too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But Tia was like, girl, why are you crying? Like, because she just seems so fun and chill. And you obviously know Raven.
Yeah.
I don't know Raven at all, but I feel like I know her. and I feel like they're similar.
Yeah.
I feel like Raven would have fun on this date and like roll with it, right?
Raven would have killed it. I think she would have been all about it. She probably would have hated her life, but she just would have done it.
Yeah,
Raven would have just been quiet and just like did it. Raven's not really the type of person to like say talk back to someone like that. She just would have just been like, okay.
Right.
Like, and did what she had to do.
I mean, so the girls who I guess were enjoying it the most were Becca and, who else? Just Becca.
Some of them got really into it.
Bibi got into it when she got back. Well, Bibi had kind of like got
she did.
You know,
well,
the character.
Marika and Lauren B.
The two girls are like, what was going on?
I kind of love that they came back into the ring for the competition part as characters, though.
Yeah.
That made it so fun.
It made it fun, like lighten up the situation.
Speaking of characters, we had somebody from Rachel's season join, which kind of, you know, brought a little element to the date.
Oh, yeah.
Kenny the Pitbull. Can't forget about him.
Love him.
Do you guys really think Ari won or that was produced too?
Because that was 100%.
Are you kidding? Like, there's no way in hell Kenny lost that fight.
It was an interesting grab as well.
He came into a forward roll. You think he would have won that match?
Yeah, exactly.
Can't get over that forward roll.
Do you women like that? Or are women attracted to guys who are like more like not... Because he doesn't seem like the most athletic, the most masculine type of guy.
His body. He doesn't have that in the body. body type.
His body language is very like awkward. Like when he was in the ring, he kind of was just standing there. Like he's kind of like the male Annalise in a sense. When they were in the ring,
dude, they're so much more similar now that you put them like that.
Yes. It's
interesting that they're playing him up to be this athletic race car driver, and he just really is not.
Correct.
I mean, he's I don't know any race car drivers who like pump iron and do stuff like that. You know, like, I don't think those are like the same kind of like. You know, intensity footwork, and sport, like, needed for that. I mean, I don't know.
A lot of physical challenges so far.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's funny that they kind of put Ari in this position, too, because I feel like he should be, like, reading books in the library. Right.
Even he said he was uncomfortable, though, so he, I don't think he liked that date.
Yeah, I guess not. But it's so funny that when he doesn't pick certain dates and he's like, you can tell he didn't, and then other times he's like, "I picked this just for you."
Like the Napa one.
The Napa one, that was so his.
Yeah, that was more his element. Speed.
So I just want to drink because this process is hard.
He's like, "Let's grow, man." He's not down for that.
Yeah,
I do. 36, yeah,
yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
I love that Becca was like, "This is so my element," and then the next it cuts to Ari being like, "This just wasn't my element."
But you know what I really like about her? She just has so much fun and goes with it.
Yeah,
and I feel like she brings a really good energy to the group.
Becca M.
Becca M. does.
Short hair?
Yeah, short hair Becca. Yeah, brings a really good energy. Like, so after the competition, they have like their one-on-one time, and guess what happens? Crystal grabs him first.
Oh, wow. No, but he grabbed her first.
No, she grabbed
him. No, she grabbed him.
Oh, that's Chelsea.
He grabbed Chelsea.
The second one, he grabbed Chelsea.
Get them confused.
Mm-hmm. But he did say to her something along the lines of, "You were so sexy today, I couldn't hold myself back."
Correct.
So, not for nothing, like, he is giving her validation. Like, I'm sure that's what every girl wants to hear.
Oh, you want that. Like, I've been through it. You want that. And, like, no wonder her head is already, like, there. Because if you're getting that, then you're, like, safe. Like, you know you're safe. Because not every girl is getting that.
Totally.
The other girls need to be more aggressive. Like, if you know that... we all know how to position yourselves. You know, like when he comes in and stands right here, you should position yourself. And I feel like a lot of the other women, it's like double dutch. And, you know, they're all waiting to go in. And Crystal's just like, nope, I'm jumping. And she's winning. She's winning right now. They can't be mad at that.
And in her defense, she asked him, like, do you want me to be more aggressive or should I, like, low back, play back? And she, like, I think she was saying that, like, as respect for the other girls. Like, do I need to be aggressive or should I give some of them a time? And he's like, just do you. So I feel like he fed into that, too.
100%.
I don't know. He's giving her so much validation.
I don't know if that was out of respect for the other girl.
You don't think so? I was going to say.
Or she just wanted to hear it?
Just to hear it from him or to...
Because that's a card.
Get validation that what she was doing was right. Because he was like, I like what you're doing. Yeah. And that gave her
That's a card
for her to pull later.
Don't get mad at me that I'm being aggressive. He told me.
Like, yeah, exactly. Right.
He literally said it was hard with all the other girls on the date. He said a comment about hard, like, being around her and all the other girls. Mm. What do you think that tells her?
Right.
Yeah. That it's down to, like, her pretty much. Like, oh, all the other girls are just in the way, pretty much. I mean, I'm sure whatever he says, she takes it and runs with it. But still, even that gives you a lot of validation for where you stand.
But here's the difference between him saying that to her and then him and his conversation with Becca, because with Becca, he was like, how long was your longest relationship? He wanted to know more about her.
Yeah.
Where I feel like Crystal, he was like, I want to take your pants off.
Yeah.
That is
true.
He's
very attracted to Crystal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like he's sexually, it's like a sexual, because that is, I mean, for me, like, as a guy, there's girls that you're sexually attracted to, and then there's girls that you really want to get to know. Yeah. And it's totally, because when you see him talking to Becca and then the other Becca,
he
wants to get to know them. Yeah, like, where are you from? What are you about? Like, what are you trying to accomplish?
Totally.
And with the other girl, he's like, arr.
Yeah.
He's going for it.
That physical chemistry with the two Beccas is also there, too, but there's also the intellectual connection as well.
Bibiana, on this date, she finally got some one-on-one time. And, of course, she talked about Crystal. And I was disappointed in her. I was like, girl, this is
a classic bachelor mistake.
Yeah. But a lot of those mistakes, like, I'm telling you, like, you're in an interview usually before that sometimes, and they're like, you should do this, or maybe you should, like, and you're thinking, you know, maybe that is the right thing to do. So you're like, I'm going to use that time to do that, because you're kind of not pushed to, like, talk about those kind of concerns. But sometimes, like, you are.
Right.
So I could kind of see that maybe happening to her, like, just because she's so...
Remind me of the Lucas and Blake thing from my season when Rachel had a time with, you know, Blake, and instead of being like, hey, Rachel, like, what are you about? How are you? He spent his whole time complaining. For me, I'm Team Bibby 100%. And I was disappointed. I was watching, like, you're tattletelling.
Yeah.
It kind of, you know, rub me the wrong way because I feel like she's not that person. And yeah. I feel like that she was egged in a sense to go in that direction versus, yeah. you know, something else.
Here's the thing. I feel like if you're going to, not, I don't want to say tattletale, but if you're going to voice your opinion on someone else, you better make sure that your relationship is stronger than that other person.
Yeah, because I'm thinking, like, what is to gain from that conversation? Like, if you're not already having a strong connection with him, are you just going to, like, tattletale on people in the house? Yeah. And then what do you want his response to be? Like, right. is he going to respond to that positively? Is he going to say, you know, oh, thanks for telling me? Like, where does that go? Like, focus on your connection with him.
Yeah.
I just feel like that's the smarter way to go.
Especially since she had very limited time with him. Like, it was always her waiting to talk to him. She never got to be with him. And then the one time you are, you're going to bring up drama. Make it nice. Make it a also, nice time.
Drama. I know. I feel so bad. But, like, I know how she's feeling because, like, you don't know what.
Also, her body language, too. To me, it was just off because he's like, if you're Ari, she's like, yeah, you know, people in the house.
And he wasn't even touching her. He touched every other girl. He's all like,
they never touch.
When he wants a kiss, he's like, yeah, all of her. And like,
he really starts revving.
Literally, you can tell which girls he's into.
Music
he's like,
changes and he's like, yeah. It's Ari time.
You can tell, he's not touching you, and you're getting hungry.
Great race car, I gotta give you that.
He's like,
it's true. Well, he obviously wasn't injured because he did not reassure her at all.
Not at all.
Yeah.
I felt bad. I kind of knew it was the end. I was like, the boys ran, like, end of the road started playing. I was like, this is it.
Were you guys surprised that Becca got the group date rose?
No, she was the first one to straddle him this season. She's like, listen, I'm getting this rose. And what were you saying about her? She, like, knows how to, like, talk to him, like, not like a guy, like Becca. Yeah. She has that, like...
She's very...
I don't know what it is.
You know, as a man, you like to be challenged. You want a woman who, like, just like she said, like, you know, later on, like, you know, I don't need you, and you know that. Oof. And I feel like that is something, like, that hurt me. I was like, oh, yes.
Like, I love that.
I love that, because it's true. And with her, she has so much energy. She has, like, you know, she's like a free spirit. She's one of those kind of women that, you know, you're naturally attracted to. Like, you know, sexually, she's a beautiful girl, but at the same time, I'm like, man, I want to get to really, really know her. And I feel like that she, like, was the person who, you know, in the wrestling, she was the first person to do all the spin. She was really into it. She was raising her hand first. And, I mean, I think he loved that.
Yeah,
I feel like she's just very different for him. So he's kind of like, oh, my interest is piqued with this. This could be risky. This could be good. It could be terrible. But I think he's like willing to give it a shot.
She also makes him nervous because he always is thrown off his game with her between like that first episode where he missed her joke or no, he said he was excited about pizza and excitement. Yeah. He only got the two things. And then this last episode, he was trying to say, you nailed it on the head. He's like, you nailed it.
Yeah.
Every time with her, he like stutters or says something weird and tries to just like, oh, forget about it. So it's cute. He's like nervous about a crush.
Very true. Her head's in the game though. Her confidence is like on 10 and it just shows every time they interact with each other.
So it's funny because we were saying how like he's nervous around her, and then on the one-on-one date we had Lauren S, who was like the most awkward nervous person ever. And it's funny how there's such a different type of nervous energy, right? Like one you're giddy excited about, and the other one you're like, you literally can't get a word out.
Know.
Or too many words
unraveling
out.
My goodness,
should have gave her some shots before that.
That was like a like a Coen Brothers film. It just had so many, like, you're just going and going. I'm like, oh, my God.
You know how I knew he was she was losing him? Because he started eating. And y'all never eat on those
never
dates.
Eat.
That's exactly
y'all
what I
never
said, too.
I noticed this. And he said, you know, this prime rib looks a little good.
I'm hungry.
Uh-huh. I said, damn, she lost him.
I felt bad for her because the date had so much potential. Like, they took a private jet to Napa Valley.
She just started kissing him. Like, you know, when something.
When
like,
she started
talking.
That's
your advice? Maybe, because the talking was so much.
When she started talking about her mom's ear infection, I was like,
this is what she's talking about. It was like,
she's just going.
Oh my gosh, I don't even think I heard that part. I think I tuned her out by then. I was like, okay, this is done.
She was like, and then my senior year of college, my mom had an ear infection.
Oh, it's so bad.
She was like, my mom's amazing, my family's amazing, I love my siblings. I was like, oh.
I knew she was going home the second. Remember, I tapped you, Christine? Christina, oh my God.
Wait, did you tap
me?
I was like,
I don't think that happened.
It's
been a day. But remember, I was like, she's going home. As soon as he made that comment, he said, like, oh, she's someone I really see potential in marriage. And I was like, nope, she's going home. Something's going to go wrong. Because they're building it up to just make it a letdown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which, unfortunately, it really was.
See, like, sometimes when I'm around a guy that I really like or who makes me kind of nervous, I can understand the whole verbal diarrhea thing. But it didn't even seem like she was so, like, super into him. I'm just trying to figure out where that nervous energy was coming from, because it's not like, oh my God, Ari's so cute, he makes me nervous. It was just like, I don't know what I'm doing here. I'm rambling. This could easily be therapy. Yeah. I don't know. Like, I just didn't get where that was coming from.
I think it comes from the pressure of making a connection with this person that's in front of you. You're like, I want there to be a connection, but when there's not, it's, I can imagine
that. And I think you can sense it as well. Yeah. Like, you know. And that's when you start. You're like, oh, I, all right, cool. Like, you're like, oh, my God. Oh my, like, Ricky Bobby, I don't know what to do with my hands. Yeah. I'm just kind of standing. There was, like, a really bad interview. And, you know, they're like, cut.
Like, like me. Like, please, you got to like me into me. Like, what else can I say to make you want me more?
Right. Do you guys feel like the cameras play a role, too? Like, how close are they?
I think so, too, sometimes. But from the beginning. They're only, like, on week two. So, yeah, I can see it still maybe being uncomfortable for her.
Right, that's true.
You know, especially being alone. And
are there people operating the cameras?
Oh, yeah, they're around.
Right, okay. So,
like,
so,
I mean, it can be, but no, because I feel like if you're into somebody, like, I don't know, Patters, me and Matt, you were just into each other. You're not even thinking about... But you're not thinking about, like, anything that's going on if you're really into someone.
Right.
So I feel like they just weren't connecting, because if you're connected with them, everything else has disappeared. You don't even think about it.
All right. It's like you... Like,
you're really into that
Like, you're really blackout. There's nobody. There's nothing around. It's just, like, you and that person. Yeah. It's nothing. So
they weren't connected.
I mean, I feel like they just weren't connected. Yeah. You saw by his body language, and she was just...
Totally.
Gone.
Circling the situation.
And Ari is very quick to reassure people, and he's very quick to be like, I feel like he makes his decision if he's not into you like that.
Oh, yeah. He turns off like that.
Yeah.
And you can tell by his body language.
Yes. Definitely.
Yes. By all the girls. I mean, by all the girls, by like the touching, by the feeling. Like, you can, and the ones that he's not, it's kind of like a, you know, like a distant cousin. Like, hey, how you doing, bro?
He also doesn't ask them questions the same way.
Yeah. I feel like the first two episodes, we spoke a lot about not really knowing Ari and knowing what he wants. But now I'm seeing all of his little tells. Mm-hmm. And he's more of a shower than a teller. I don't know if I'm saying that right. But
I know what you mean.
It's more of the body language and the little things rather than, like, I really care about you or, like, outright saying it. So it's very interesting.
This is where I feel like he was savage. And they do this a lot. Why grab the rose, hold it up, and then be like, nah.
I think they're told to do
that. Not going
to
happen.
Yeah, I think they're told. Nick did that before, too.
They all do it.
They all do it.
I think it's like a thing with the show.
I guess.
It's just, we don't know. If he grabs the rose, we're like, oh, well, which way is he going to go? And then they don't know either. True. So it kind of leaves it up in the air.
Do you think she knew in that moment that it was a goodbye?
Oh, yeah.
She had to. She had to have felt it, right?
She was already crying in her interview about being in her head. She was like, I think I really messed this up.
Yeah, she knew she screwed it up.
Definitely.
Well, this is when I felt like he was like, Crystal, he was like, okay, bye. He like wanted to get rid of her.
He just wanted to end. It was like at that point. I mean, we've all been on bad dates to where we're just like, can I leave now?
Can
like,
I walk you out?
Like, get me out of here.
And walk myself out.
I feel like it was
so bad. Well, such a romantic date. That's
it is, 10 episodes? Like, he has to get real decisive.
For sure.
Like, and he's not holding back on that. Yeah. Like,
I love
very
how cut, no, I agree. I mean, I personally love how cutthroat he is.
Oh, yeah. I appreciate it.
I think I would hate him more if he dragged it and we could all see that there wasn't anything there. I do low-key respect him a lot more for just being like, I just don't see it. But, like, he has to find a different line than it's hard. Because we know it's hard. We know it's hard.
I didn't believe him, though, when he said it was the most difficult.
Decision. You're I was like, amazing. No, it's not.
You the just first hard goodbye. Really? You didn't even look sad.
Come on, bro.
Right? I don't know. That other girl who said she was going to miss her friends, that was a pretty hard
That was funny.
So, whatever, Ari.
Guys, I honestly thought they were going to leave her. And he was going to get on the private jet. You know how they do on the two-on-one dates where they abandon someone? Yes. They're like, are they going to leave this girl in Napa?
I think he wants to be left in Napa.
Drown in wine.
One of my favorite parts of the whole episode was after she left, you just saw his reflection in the mirror holding the rose. I was like, okay, this is so dramatic Beauty and the Beast right now. Like, what is happening?
That really was.
It is so funny. They're like, all right, we're going to need this B-roll again. Can you just go up there, hold the rose to your left this time? I don't know. It was funny. People in the chat roll are so funny. They're like, he's been savage all episode. Ari needs to be more genuine with his goodbyes. And the insistence that they hug him. He does do that. He's like, can I get a hug?
Yeah.
All right. I think it's more like a closure thing. Because at the end of the day, it's kind of like an asshole thing to be like, hey, I'm not into you. Like, I know you did all. So it's kind of like the closure. Like, hey, I just want to make sure that we're still cool.
Yeah. That's true.
I guess. So,
Selena's like, no.
I mean,
you want to hug for, I mean, like, I know
I want
your
closure
ex.
Too. It's like nice.
Yeah, but it's just more of a.
I mean, gesture. I'd be hurt if I was, or offended if he was like, bye. You know what I mean? At least he's trying to be a gentleman and like not make you feel like an asshole on TV. It would be sleazy
if he was like, one last kiss. That would be weird. That's
too much. Oh my gosh, I would die. That would be so creepy.
I would be really savage.
That's kind of like what happened with Rachel and was it Matt or Adam that she like made out with?
Oh, Peter.
Yes. I think it was Matt.
Matt. Where she was hysterically crying. And then they made out and then he got in the car and I was like, wait.
And we were like, who's that?
Are they in love? Why is he going somewhere?
We were so confused.
That was like top five. And like everybody was, I remember Twitter ate him alive. I was like, who's that little gif was played.
Please make a comment.
No, I just think he just faded.
I love Matt.
Yeah, he's a cool guy. Yeah. He's a peepa.
He just never got airtime, so no one knew who he was. And then all of a sudden, he's in the top five. Anyway, we can talk about this.
Have you guys noticed this?
Yes. Guys.
In the chat role, Sarah Morella said, he totally does the dad thing. Like, I can picture him being like, call me when you get there so I know you got there. Yes. Okay.
He would do that. Yeah. That's the type of guy.
Totally. Which is nice.
Should I text her?
Yeah.
I'll be like, production, did she get home okay? Yeah.
So funny. You know what else is pretty savage too is that the people who are at the house get to see your luggage drawn away
and they slam the door.
It's like, so dramatic. It is dramatic like that too. You're sitting there like thinking something's gonna happen.
Is that how it is? And then you guys like you see a person like,
oh my god.
Yeah. Or even so, like, even for, you know, for mine, when I got booted off, everybody was like, D, when they were packing your stuff, we were up there.
Because they packed it for you.
Like, because, yeah, I was like, what? Like, I had, like, yeah, you got kicked out pretty hard. And everybody's like, D, we were dying. Like, it's extremely savage to see stuff get rolled out. And, yes. I mean, it becomes real. Those first couple, you're like, oh, shit, like, this is real.
It's low-key one of my favorite savage things about The Bachelor. Yeah. That moment specifically. It's just like, ugh.
It's funny, at this moment, I was like, okay, the girls are actually friends because Caroline got so upset with Crystal, and she was like, get off your high horse and stop being so condescending to everyone because you met his dog, which I love that line.
That was so good.
And two, it just goes to show you that, like, I guess a lot of the girls in the house are feeling this sort of way.
Yeah, and that we're not I'm not reading Crystal wrong. I totally get fake vibes from her and can hear other women in the house already feeling that, and we're not even seeing that really in the house yet.
Totally.
As viewers, so I feel like there's something else there about Crystal.
Definitely.
And things are right.
So she's hiding.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's get into the next group date. It's the date card said, Love is Rough. And the people on the date were Ashley, Becca K, Brittany, Jenna, Caroline, Chelsea, and Annalise. And I kind of felt this was crappy of Crystal because she read it. But she should have said rough, like R-U-F-F.
Yeah.
I think she was trying to, like, get in their heads a little bit.
Of course.
She's definitely playing mind games.
She knows what she's doing. Yeah. She's not stupid.
Right away, Annalise with her childhood trauma with dogs.
Talking about ABC doing savage stuff.
The baby.
But this is the same.
Baby was that?
Yeah. What child actor was that? And how much did they get paid?
No, the stock
footage. I
want to
be Annalise's next, like, traumatic thing. The dog, like, that actress in it.
the little dog. Oh, my God.
They got him growling like that?
I was Annalise, you can't tell people you're like what you're scared of. That's what she did wrong. It's kind of
sad that they're, you know, kicking her when she's down a little bit about it. I bet this is really hard for her to watch because that's a real feeling.
Oh, I'm sure.
And obviously people are laughing about it.
She's Chucky from the Rugrats. Like, she's afraid of everything.
It is really sad. But the way they're doing those, like, those flashbacks is just way too much.
She's doing herself a disservice, though, by calling it a traumatic experience. I'm sorry. Like, that... Okay, I don't want to talk about anybody's traumas, but, like, it's just too much for me.
Was not a traumatic experience. You were just riding in a bump car and you didn't like it. Something traumatic would have had to have happened for it to be a traumatic experience. The dogs, I think she had some traumatic experiences.
Okay, fair.
In the interviews, when you guys are, like, kind of auditioning for the show, do they ask you what your fears are?
Oh, they ask you everything.
Oh, they ask you everything.
So that's do you think they set this up for her both? 100%.
Like, they'll put you on certain days, certain things. Like, you know, it makes sense to put her
on that
date.
They have all the episodes lined up. They have all the, like, the villain. Yeah. Like, this is great.
I was a dancer. I was on Dance Date. Like, it makes sense. Why wouldn't I have been on the
track? I played basketball.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it makes sense. Like,
build up the...
Yeah. There's certain reasons.
Just curious, what were your, like, fears that you put down?
I mean, I'm scared of, like, snakes and stuff like that. I didn't put nothing, like, traumatic, like a dog biting me. But, like, there's certain things I know, like, you want to open up to producers and things like that. So she probably did. It went deep. They're like, oh my God, this girl's gonna be great. They're great at their
job. Yeah, true.
Like, I sit back and I watch this and I'm like, man, like, Elon.
Oh, no, they're good at their job. I have to say that.
Because they know how to dig it out of you. And they're like, hey, how are you, Christine, with three E's? Like,
yeah.
I'm just afraid of people spelling my name with two E's. Not three.
Exactly. Then they, you know, then they put you in some, you know, weird spelling bee or
weird
something.
Weird alphabet.
Yeah, they're like, you don't know how to spell. You can be like, my fear is spelling and I hate it so much. And they're like, spelling bee day for this.
Yeah.
Like,
gotcha, I love spelling.
That's what I do. Right. I write down all my strengths as my fears.
Yeah.
That's a smart one.
But, I mean, props to her being open, though, you know, like, and sharing.
I don't know. I don't feel that bad for her because she's kind of a baby about the way she handles it. I wish she was just like, okay, I kind of had a bad experience with dogs, but I'm going to, like, pull it together, and hopefully this date is so much fun, and he doesn't even know about my fear. And then she could tell him later on.
And it was like a dog fighting date. That could have been a good combo for later.
She could have done that.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That's perfect. That could have been like, you know, today wasn't working out for me, but I'm going to tell you why. Like, did know me.
Totally.
Because then he would leave that combo like, wow, she really overcame that so that she could open up to me, yada, yada. That's turning your weakness into
strength. Josiah did that on our day because Josiah looks like he plays sports, but he's the least athletic human ever.
Yeah.
He's naturally just...
Wait, is he on Winter Games?
Yeah, but he's like...
Represent America. Thank you.
He's the least... No kind of athletic ability, but he went through the basketball game, played really well, and even, like, you know, Rachel was like, wow, I'm just so happy. And he used that, you know, as an advantage versus being like, I suck and being all...
Totally.
Yeah.
I mean, this whole date was just weird. I feel like we didn't even get to see much of it. It was very dysfunctional. Nothing worked out the way it was supposed to.
Yeah, the dog
didn't. I thought it was really weird, too. Like, the trick thing, I don't get the whole point of the date. Because Ari has a dog. Is that why?
I guess. I mean, I would love to just go play with some dogs on a date. That sounds pretty nice.
But, I feel like the only important part of this group date was the one-on-one time they had with Ari.
At the cocktail party?
Annalise was obviously awkward.
He talked about Chelsea, like, seeing her nurturing side, but she didn't even do that well during the talent show with the dogs.
Yeah.
Or interact with the kids. I was very
confused. She brought up those kids. Yeah. She brought up her son.
Every 2 seconds, which I get, but, like,
I actually felt like it was important what she said. Like, it was difficult for me today because of all the kids and the dogs around. I feel like that's a valid point to make to him.
But I feel like she's using that as, ammo to get, instead of just naturally. I feel like it was one of those things, like, hey, you know my broken foot, the reason why I don't drive, but I need a car, I need you to be my Uber driver. Like, you know, it's like all of this.
She keeps using that. Yeah, like, I'm like a mom, so I deserve
it's like, we get it.
Yeah.
That pissed me off early on, too.
I don't like that.
I'm like, you don't deserve it more than
anybody else in here. Like, that's not cool.
You know what she said today that really got to me? She said she's ready to discover herself through someone else. That's not how you discover yourself. You discover yourself on your own through yourself, not through someone else.
Facts.
Right. And not through Ari. Like, that's a kind of vanilla discovery there. I don't know.
Who says that? And then she also said performing in front of a live audience is a breeze. What do you do?
Right. What is her career? What is, she was like, it's such a breeze. I'm like, well, are you entertaining? Because that was the worst dog show I've ever seen.
What does she actually do when the crowd is 2-year-olds?
Right. Maybe she's not scared to be in front of people.
I don't know.
She might be a stripper.
So many questions.
I mean,
I think the only one-on-one time that went really well was his one-on-one time with Becca.
Oh,
he
really
gave her so much validation. Yes. He was like, I wanted you to be here because I missed you. I just feel like he's into her for sure.
The reason why you went on the first date.
You're going far. Like, and that's good because usually the girls that go on the one-on-ones will not have like a one-on-one for a while. So him saying that to her definitely gave her, like...
I really like their connection.
Me too.
I think
it seems genuine
and more
relaxed.
Natural.
Definitely. Mm-hmm.
I also love that she called him a dork. I thought that was so playful, and it's like, he totally agreed with her, and I feel like he's acknowledging how much she sees him, like, for who he is, and I think their connection is very strong. I see her going very far.
Definitely. Yeah, her and
she's
Becca.
Definitely my top.
Her and... Becca, the two Beccas, and then, like, Crystal, it's totally different. Like, he has a connection with her, but it's more, like, sexual, more like, I don't really care about you, I just want to get in your pants. And those
other two,
you know, Becca squared or two times, whatever those guys, like, you know, like, he wants to get to know them, he's asking them questions, he's engaging,
right?
Yeah.
By the way, Chelsea is a real estate executive assistant, not a performer.
Oh, okay,
they were gonna bond over that, remember? Yeah. She was like, that's another way I can get him into the family.
Well, whatever, she got the group date rose, so
she did.
Girl won.
It's working. Whatever she's doing, it's somehow working. Yeah.
I was actually pretty surprised that she got the group date and not Becca.
Yeah.
You know what I don't like? And it's just I feel like they don't show enough of this. Like, I didn't see them bond at all, and then all of a sudden she gets the rose. And I'm like, how does she get the rose?
Yeah.
Like, they showed more of, you know, him and Becca's conversation. And with Chelsea, it just was like, oh, you know, I'm a mother. It was hard to see the kids in the front, and then they kind of went back. And
didn't she go back to steal a kiss or something?
Oh, she did go back to steal a kiss.
You're
right. That could be it. Him just like, wow, she's
or was that during the main rose ceremony?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure that out.
I think that was during the main rose ceremony whenever Annalise was there.
I think
she interrupted
that was the date.
That was the date.
Yeah.
Because during his conversation with Annalise, he started talking about how cool the building was that they were in.
Oh my gosh, that was mortifying.
That's how you know it's going bad. God. This is a cool room.
Yeah.
Like, you're going and home.
Yikes. What about Jenna? She was so funny to me on this date.
The Holy Ghost.
And also in the rose ceremony, because she just like went in to make out. And this was something I noticed, and I just think about it all the time. She had like the darkest lipstick on. She was drunk,
I
right?
I think she was definitely tipsy or drunk.
And in the rose ceremony,
oh, yeah.
too.
Oh,
she was definitely.
100%. Shoes were off.
She had the, yeah, she was wild.
I mean, you're just drinking and waiting and waiting. Like, she was
now it's two drinks per hour.
And she straddled him, too, so you know she was like, cameras are not here.
Yeah. All I could think about during the group date, though, was that after they're making out, that he was just going to have, like, black lipstick all over his face.
That's all I thought about, too.
She was, like, marking her territory with that lipstick.
I know. That's so funny.
She looked extremely, like, hot with that, like, with that lipstick.
Yeah,
like,
she's
she
gorgeous.
Totally, I was like, yo.
She is so hot. I think Christina were, like, seriously fangirling over her because she's just so stunning. Pretty.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's get into the rose ceremony because we don't have too much time left. And the rose ceremony, there's so much to talk about. We see Ari grabbed Cien first.
Yes.
But then there was this whole moment. Okay, he grabbed Cien first, but we don't see their conversation. Then Bibiana, we see that she creates this whole romantic cabana setup. Please. And then Ari takes Lauren B. and walks her over to the cabana setup. So he's like, how did this get here? This is so romantic. And sits down, starts making out with her. Then she asks if she can steal him. He's like, 5 more minutes, please.
Yeah. That's when I knew it was over.
And she set that up. They could have had them go somewhere else to talk. They didn't have to be a baby's date.
Yeah.
So, like...
But here's my thing.
I see what you're doing.
Part of me was like, did she really set that up? Or is that, like...
I mean, it's her idea. I like, you can go with ideas. Like, I've done it for the... You want to do this date idea. And, like, they'll do it for you.
Okay.
Which I think they did for her. And then just didn't tell... Just let everybody go sit on it.
Just like Brittany, when she set up that race car date for them. Like, you can plan things.
You can just ask ahead of time, like, earlier today, and they'll do it for you.
I really would have loved...
It depends. Yeah.
If she was like, oh, by the way, I made that
for
us.
She should have said that, right? Yeah. Well, why didn't you? I was like, say something.
Yeah, I agree. Say something.
I was so upset with her because she had so many opportunities to be, like, this big, bold, fearless person that I feel like she says she is sometimes. But obviously, she did not care enough about him to speak up. I don't think
you mean, like, saying something in front of the other girl?
Or just, like, going out of her way. Like, if you cared enough to want to set up this whole romantic date for yourselves, but then you don't even talk to him.
Yeah. Oh, that night? I mean, that's probably not even her fault, though. Because sometimes, like, the night is so long, or, like, he's interviewing sometimes, and, like, maybe there wasn't a time for her to talk to him.
But if he told her 5 more minutes, I would have been there, like, looking at my clock, being like, 5 minutes up.
And then my turn. Can I go back twice, too?
I don't know. I don't know if someone did, actually.
I don't know. It just sucks. That situation sucks. She didn't get to talk to him at all. And, like,
but, you know, like, that 5 minutes, it's kind of like when you're at a bar and, like, you're talking. I'm talking to you, but I just spoke to Sterling prior, and Sterling kind of walks over and does, like, the hey, and I'm like, 1 minute. Like, when you give somebody that's like the,
totally,
you know, like Diggy said on Twitter, Diggy was like, oh, something, and like, your girl told me to come back, and my friends had to stop me from going back, because a lot of people don't get that body. It's like, if I tell you, oh, yeah, please hold, come back in 5 minutes,
like, bye.
Don't ever come back. It's over.
You're right.
I'm not into
damn, that's a good point.
Harsh. Were you guys so surprised by what he did for Tia? I was shocked by that.
That was so cute.
It's very cute. I think he's continually giving her validation as well. Yeah. Always checking in on where she's at. And you can see he only does that with specific people.
He's got his, like, top 5.
Definitely.
Yeah, he does it with
Tia.
Both Becca's, Chelsea, Tia, and Crystal.
Definitely.
But it's all different. I noticed that with the top 4 girls, it's more, I want to get to know you. With Crystal, I just want those pants off.
That's why, like, I don't see totally her going.
Yeah.
Well... Okay, so on Rachel's season, right, she always had this, like, hot and heavy connection with Brian. Mm-hmm. And I feel like some people thought like that wasn't gonna go anywhere because it was just purely that's physical, and that's all they're showing. And there obviously was more to it later. So I'm wondering if they're doing that same kind of edit with this.
That's true.
Maybe
that's true. But I feel like with Brian, there wasn't really a lot of drama with him and the guys,
right?
Yeah, until like true. The very end with Peter. Low. But like there was never any drama. Just the kissing with Crystal. It's like the drama and the sexually thing going on. So that's totally. Why we feel like.
Yeah.
To
I mean, I think we can all agree the standout from the rose ceremony was Annalise. It was heartbreaking and so sad.
That hurt me.
Oof. I did.
Justice for
me. I think the worst part for me was not even that he didn't want to kiss her, was the fact that she was like, wait a minute, he said we're not there yet, but that means there's potential. Yeah. Like,
A chance.
Exactly. Oh, that hurt.
You know, for me, like, as a guy, like, watching this show, you know, as a man who's, like, wronged before, and I can openly admit that 100%, I'm becoming more of, like, I don't want to be that person to... Because, like, it's, like, I really was, like, dang, I feel bad for... Because what happens is that you can tell that in her past, she probably was told that she wasn't good enough, or that she wasn't this or wasn't that. So, Annalise, if you're watching, you're good.
Aww, we love you.
Like, I love you to death, like, seriously. I mean, it really... Because she's a good girl, and she just... It just sucks when you see a woman's confidence ripped apart, and she just... was like, and I'm like, oh my god, that hurt.
And
like,
she's changed. That was not the Annalise that walked into that
house.
That's very true.
When she walked in, she owned it. Like, she had the mask, and she's so pretty. Those blue eyes, and she owned it. And I feel like that, like, over the last 2 weeks, we've just seen her be ripped apart.
Right. Yeah.
And I agree with all of that, but you also can't blame Ari if the connection's not there.
No. I don't blame him at all.
He can't just, like, kiss her because she feels
insecure.
And she
never really went, like, for me, as I'm watching this, she never really showed that she wanted it. It was kind of like every time she was talking, she was very unsure. She was like, how was your day? It wasn't...
Like, she's forcing herself to like him, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't think she probably is really into him either.
Definitely. Was she also the one who said, like, she's not used to, like, going for the kiss first, I think? And I was like, I don't know. Like, if every other girl said in the house that they went for it first, like, maybe not lead with that. Maybe just... Like, I don't know. I felt like bringing that up made it that much more awkward.
Yeah.
Because then he's like, so are you asking me? And then that's just where it died.
I wish he just let it go. But honestly, I was happy that he said goodbye to her before the rose ceremony.
Yeah,
because she needed to get out of there. And it was like, at least he respected her enough to do that.
Well, and she put him on the spot. Definitely. She was like, is there potential here? And he said no. And then she left. So.
I didn't like that.
It's okay. Maybe we'll see her again. Women tall.
You think we'll see.
Maybe.
She's so cute.
Okay, so for the rose ceremony, the weirdest thing for me was the order that he called women in. I was like, who are you actually?
I get confused because, like, the pretty, like, light-skinned girl with the bright dress. Like,
black girl.
I've never seen her. And then the other black girl.
Ashley.
I never seen
her. She's like another Met.
Like, I never...
yeah.
I never... So, like, for me, I'm confused because I see that him and Elise are talking. I see that they're at least something.
Yeah.
And then with the other girls, you don't see them. And then they get roses. And I'm just like,
where'd that girl come from?
You don't see them at all. Someone else who I feel like you've never seen a conversation with is Mikkel.
And the Brittany.
Yeah.
Other black girl.
Brittany and Mikkel.
Never. And Brittany kissed him first.
Yeah.
And where did that go?
And also that Jacqueline.
Brittany
Mikkel
and Jacqueline. Jacqueline.
Yeah. I only knew her because today she said a few funny things about going into that group date. And I was like, oh, I like her. But have we literally ever seen her talk to Ari?
No.
Never.
Just tonight when she accepted the rose.
It just makes me wonder, like, what's to come. Like, they've got to have some more time.
People on the chat roll want us to talk about Jenna and him on the couch.
Yes.
And that was hilarious because she's like, do you have any questions or concerns for me? As, like, she's straddling him. He's like, I have no questions right now.
I can't think of a single thing. Yeah.
She had that exorcist moment.
She did.
That was like a, whoa. I personally can't believe they showed it with all the crazy stuff that's been going on with the Bachelor franchise. Yeah. I mean, it just was like
how sexual
shoes
the whole
are
thing.
Off.
Yeah, it just was a very like, and then she kind of like, eyes in the back. It was like the Undertaker.
Like she was so like taken over by some like crazy like spirit. And just, like,
remember in Space Jam when the monsters when they invaded the bodies and just like you're just like,
and then she snapped out of it.
Jenna.
It was like so.
Yeah, because she seemed fine at the roast ceremony.
No, she was drunk when she walked down.
She
and then
had
her,
to be drunk.
And then her head, she's like, okay.
I'm telling
like,
you.
It was a very issue.
Definitely.
When she asked that, I was not expecting the rest of her sentence to be, do you have any questions or concerns? I thought it was going to be something like, do you want to do something sexual right now?
Questions
you
know, or like, concerns about
it was like a job interview.
I was like, well, yes, this is a concern that you couldn't
what
say
did
that.
You just do with your neck?
Explain that.
I've never seen that before.
Are you able to operate like...
Okay. But I think it was hot the way she took control of it. And she kind of like...
She knows he liked her. He Ari it. Liked that.
Yeah, he liked it.
He likes those aggressive.
Definitely.
Like, you know, I mean, I think he likes the Becca, those type of girls, but I feel like the aggressive ones is more like a sexual. Like, you can tell the ones that he just wants to kind of do this with and the ones that he kind of wants to really be with.
Well, I'm going
to
say for sure one of his love languages is physical touch.
Oh, for sure. It's
the main one.
It is the main
number one for him.
Definitely. So, okay, you guys. We saw the previews for next week, but if you could both name your top five, who do you think... Actually, should we just do top three?
Yeah, let's do top three.
Let's do top three. Yeah. DeMario, you seem confident.
For sure. My top three, both Becca's and Tia.
Okay.
Those are mine.
Yeah.
Becca, Kay.
Okay.
Tia, and... I feel like it's going to be somebody random. But for now, for me, I say the other Becca, too. Short hair Becca. Right now.
Right.
Like, just off of these two episodes.
What about you, Renee?
I actually agree. I think Chris will be top four. And I think that I just, guys, I think Becca K is going to win.
She just seems so, like, I agree. When they're together, just, like, normal relationship.
Yeah.
Totally. Than, like, the other ones sometimes. And she's a little older, too. So.
Mm-hmm. Christine, who are your top three?
I have both Beccas. I had Crystal as well because I feel like she's very underrated right now. And I guess it's three. Whatever. Well, I also had like high hopes for Mikkel going into this for some reason. Like, something about her, I was like, oh, I think she's actually gonna go pretty far. Something about her personality. She's a photographer. She's super chill. Like, especially her entrance night one, I was like, that girl is going far. And it seems like she's under the radar right now. So I don't know, but she's one to watch for me.
I think I'm going to say, well, originally mine were both Becca's and Tia. I think I'm going to do Becca K, the longer haired one. Mm-hmm. I think when the other Becca brings up her age, that might be a thing for him.
Right.
Yep. And then Tia, and I think Caroline might come in hot soon.
Oh, I forgot about her.
Okay. Yeah.
She reminds of Tia, kind of look alike.
Yeah, they look alike. He's like, it's kind of, I feel like that might be his type a little bit. And she works in real estate, so. I think he's going to do
boom,
Becca K, Tia, and I think Lauren B might come in hot.
That's the tax, that's the tax girl.
That's what I'm thinking, too.
That's the doff, the girl.
It's going to change.
The blonde hair, who looks like Lauren Bushnell, kind of.
Okay, yeah.
It's going to be switched soon, eventually.
I think it's going to be her, maybe. Somewhere.
I could see that.
I mean, we're going to have you guys in again.
Yeah, I know.
As it gets closer to the end. It's too soon right now.
It's too soon to tell.
I love it. We'll bring in Annalise, too. Have her see her. There you go.
Annalise!
Oh, my gosh. Imagine. I hope she's not watching this show.
She's so cute. Where does she live? LA? Coming out.
No, does she?
No, she's in San Francisco. Because I remember last week when she had the little thing, I wanted to like be like, yo, like, are you? Because I felt so bad. Cute. And then she turned into Dale Earnhardt during her little, like, you know, race car thing. I feel like, remember when she started hitting all the girls and wilding
she's
out?
Do you guys, okay, so obviously you're part of Bachelor Nation, part of the Bachelor family. Do you guys reach out to the new contestants? Like, how does that work on Twitter and stuff like that after the show? Or do they reach out to you?
The guys probably do. Slide in all the DMs. The guys reach out.
They reach out.
I've reached out by guys in the past.
No. I mean, like, usually what I do, so I did a recap last week, and the girls who I, like, talk shit about are the girls who I was, like, whatever. Like, Annalise, I, like, you know, said a few things, but I would tag her and be like, hey, by the way, like, and I would send her a message, hey, this is all with love, like, hope all is well. And then they, oh, yeah, like, everybody's,
okay.
You know, it's not like
through an event or something.
Or like, through, like, events. Like, for me, like, just because I have, like, a crazy DM, you know, history and stuff, I try to, like, not slide into their DMs because I don't want it to be awkward. So then when you see them out, I just want to be like strictly business for now. Like, hey, by the way, I talked some mess about you last week. Here's the, you know, instead of like, what's up, Jazz? How you doing?
Right, totally. What about you, Jasmine?
I mean, like, I've noticed, like, when I first did The Bachelor, guys will slide in, like, from the past, just, like, to say hi or, like your photos. They're flirting with you that way, I guess. But then you see them at events or things like that, and you're just like, oh, hey, and that's how you kind of get connected with everyone in the family, I would say. But yeah.
It's like sorority fraternity. Like,
slowly meet people through different events and things, and then somehow you just all.
Have you guys interacted with the Rose Girls at all?
I did not know about
the Day Oneers.
I did not know that about until tonight. Like, had shown me. I personally, I think it's dope. I think it's cool. Like, what they're trying to.
Think it's cool, actually. My thoughts, because I watched the videos and it was like them burning a rose and like. You know, it's just my thing. If you're going to be calling yourself Rose Girls or whatever, using this whole Bachelor thing, like, don't bash something that you're trying to, like, be a part of.
That you're trying to, like, capitalize.
It's just weird to me. It's like, of course you're going to get rosé because you didn't get a rose. Like, that's why you went home. Like,
yeah.
What? But I don't know.
Well, I mean, especially cool doing since it, I didn't make it very far. And so it's kind of like, are you really a part of the franchise? That, I don't know, like, how long you have to be in it to be considered. Like,
I mean, I think you're still considered. Well,
I
mean,
I did two episodes.
I'm yeah, but, like, you, but, you, like, but you were like, the, it's different. It's different. But you did, like, you're a bigger personality. I don't know.
No, no. Yeah.
Like, you did Paradise. Yeah. Like, I
know what you mean.
Maybe one or two of them will be in Paradise, not the whole crew. So it just.
I'll give them credit, though. They jumped on that real quick.
They ran with it. Yeah, I mean, they had a photo shoot. Like, they did stuff. Well, it's funny because, like, in our group chat, like, the Rose Boys. Shout out to all the Rose Boys.
Oh, hey. Think about the Rose Boys chat. I already know.
It's reckless. Oh, I know. But we all discussed, like, doing, like, stuff like what they did. Yeah. And then now that I see this, I'm like, dude, we're, I mean, it's our time has passed, but shout out to them.
You'll see them around, I'm sure.
Oh, maybe.
Before we wrap, real quick, if you guys can choose one person from Bachelor Nation to date, or to go on a date with, who would it be?
Oh, God, that's so hard.
Date? We'll let DeMario go first. DeMario, who would you choose right now?
Who would I choose?
Could be blind date anyone in Bachelor.
Current season, past.
Anyone.
I would probably say CN or Mikkel. CN because she's so, like, well-spoken.
Yes.
Like, she's traveled. I feel like we would have, like, great conversation like that. I actually just ran into her this past weekend.
She's so... I don't know why she's on the show.
Yeah.
Because
she's next.
Perfect.
Like, she's so, like...
I was going to say,
Yeah, exactly. Because she's, like, gorgeous.
DeMario's like, I don't slide into anyone's DMs. Hey.
Meanwhile. I don't know. Okay, see, for me, I'm not really attracted to anyone in Bachelor Nation right now. But... like, personality, so I met Jared. He's really nice. I think, like, cool guy. He was at the club, like, dancing, like, fun. I mean, I could see myself just maybe hanging out with him, but there's no one really, like...
What happens, like, even stuff like this, like, you... Because you have so many moments, especially, like, Paradise, like, you kind of turn into, like, brother-sister type stuff. Like, Jazz and I are, like... I remember the first night at Paradise, she's like, you know what? I thought I was going to hate you, but you're actually pretty cool. You're like my brother. Like, you know, you kind of get like, you know, you have so many moments with these people. So it turns into like a family more than like a...
To cut off that.
More like sexual type thing.
Right.
For some.
Well, I feel like we're just going to have to like stalk you guys on social media and find out who you're dating and...
You guys don't know because TMZ will put a fake article about like me and Corinne or something stupid.
Well, you'll be posting about it too. Don't
worry. I'll be like, oh, my God.
DeMario, where can everyone find you?
At DeMario Jackson _.
And Jasmine?
Oh, the same. Jasmine Good _.
What about you, Renee?
You guys follow me at Renee Ariel.
And you can follow me at Christine Bean.
And I'm everywhere at Sterling Cates. And guys, I'm everywhere at Miss CS. Thanks so much for tuning in to another episode of Bachelor Nation Weekly. See you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Did either of you do the games or...
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.